This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
That's right. We were the resistance first. We were the resistance before the liberal Democrat media complex told you it was cool. We were the resistance when we found out that there was a shadow government, a secret society, if you will, of globalists, an international consortium of power brokers that wanted to bring America to its knees and eventually bring in a world government. But they knew that they could never have their world government if America existed. They knew they could never have their world government if the Star Spangled Banner, if Old Glory wasn't still waving over the land of the free and the home of the brave. So now that we have Trump, who's done more for America, its culture, its borders, its economy, than any other president, perhaps any other person in decades, and they hate him for it. Why? Because what they've done is they've used their media to deceive the public. Now, you can find examples of this, obviously, on the CNNs and the MSNBCs. That's a given. But their ultimate tool, their ultimate weapon, is Hollywood and the entertainment industry and these late-night talk shows where people tune in, and whenever you're watching, it's like this. You have to understand the psychology. Whenever you're watching something that's a comedy, you tend to be more vulnerable, more open. You're not as critically thinking. You're loose. You're freewheeling. And so they use comedy when you're vulnerable, when your mind is vulnerable like that, to inject their propaganda into you. And Stephen Colbert is the perfect example. So now Colbert is about to launch some new cartoon called Our Cartoon President. Here is a clip of Colbert plugging that on a CBS talk show.
I'm just saying, I'd love to spend more time with the kids. Plus, the military pretty much runs the government now. I mean, they don't even let me come to meetings anymore.
You are a figurehead, so you must wave to the sick and dying.
I guess you're right. The people need my folksy, relatable presence.
Sir, the advance team has Purell'd the victims and moved the 8s and 9s to the front.
No 10s. Why did I even want this job? Oh, yeah, Obama made fun of me once.
So every night you get a chance to talk about.
So now they go to Colbert. There was a little clip from the cartoon.
Cartoon series.
Now they go to Chuck Buffer.
Because there's still more to
Stephen Colbert, the Alex Jones wannabe.
What happens when the camera isn't pointed at him? There's everything that we hear about happening in the White House, but we never get to see. And we're so honored here.
Oh, yeah, because Obama was so transparent.
Allowed in our cartoon cameras. It's really.
See, here he is. He plugged right there. So that's what he's saying. He's like, well, I'm just trying to give the people a look at what goes on behind the closed doors here. That's what my cartoon is about. Oh, yeah, yeah. Trump ran for president because Obama insulted him once. Yeah, yeah. Trump wants to, I don't know what the reference there is, but he's cleaning up some victims, let's say, from Puerto Rico, and he's having the general bring the good-looking women to him. I mean, give me a break. But that's why they use comedy, because they know when you're watching comedy, your mind is more vulnerable. The psychology of that is that your mind is more vulnerable. You're more open to ridiculous ideas. Look at the Mitch McConnell turkey neck. That's actually pretty funny. I mean, if I knew this wasn't propaganda, or if I didn't know, let me put it this way. If I didn't know this was propaganda, I guess maybe it could be funny. But it's total propaganda. They're going to use this cartoon. Because the average person doesn't follow Trump, doesn't follow the news, doesn't have a clue, but they'll watch this cartoon And with their open, vulnerable state of mind while watching a comedy, they'll get that propaganda shoved in their face, and they'll just accept it. And then watch what'll happen. Watch what'll happen. They'll have some talking point in that show, like Trump only ran because Obama insulted him. Then I'll go out on the streets and say, why don't you like Trump? And they'll be like, he only ran because Obama insulted him. You watch. That will happen.
I want to plow into all of this. Then I'm going to spend a few minutes here first, just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad. The colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
So much to get to. You know, it's like a whirlwind of news today. And you just have to bear down and focus and say, this is what I'm going with. So this is what we're doing with this segment. Before we're joined by Alex Jones coming up in the next segment. Trump suggests perhaps having a military parade. And the media freaks out and the Democrats freak out. And this can remind you of a moment we had earlier where Trump said that Jerusalem is the capital of Israel. And what happened? The media and the Democrats freaked out. But what's strange about that is that Bill Clinton, George Bush, and President Obama all said the same thing. None of them followed through on that because they're frauds. And also, the media didn't freak out when they said it. Maybe that's because they knew they were frauds and they knew Trump was for real. And that's why they freak out when Trump says and does things, because they know he's real. But of course, that's what it is. But now it's the military parade. So Trump calls for a military parade. And folks, this is twisted left and right and five ways to Sunday. Let me tell you, the mental gymnastics that a modern day leftist has to do to present this argument, this anti-military parade, is really shocking. And I'm going to break this down for you. But you heard it on the Jones Show yesterday. Arne Mancioni, whatever his name is, saying he's going to lay down in front of the tanks. He's got 50 people that are going to lay down in front of the tanks, signaling Tiananmen Square, where the oppressive dictatorship of Mao Zedong and the Chinese communist regime was actually oppressing people. That was a symbol of courage to step in front of it to say, no, you're not going to oppress the people anymore. But then Trump wants to do it to celebrate the military, celebrate the return of America, and give our veterans, give our soldiers, give our troops a moment in the spotlight to be lifted up and cheered for because they don't get it enough. You know, it's all about the athletes and the Kardashians and the stars. They're the idols. Well, no, how about brave men and women that put their lives on the line for something bigger than them? Those are the real stars. Those are the real heroes. But the left hates them. And that's why they hate the concept of a military parade. So, but just to remind you about how fake the liberal media really is, just to remind you how fake their hatred of Trump really is, here's Chuck Schumer from 2014 calling for a military parade. Where was the media?
After all, these men risked their lives to protect us. They experienced terrible trauma and tragedy along the way.
Senator Charles Schumer is appealing to the Department of Defense for approval of a grand event up the Canyon of Heroes that would include military brass, color guards, military bands, and flyovers. It's still in the planning stages, but DOD officials say it's certainly
not
unprecedented.
Look at that ticker tape parade. You know what? I hope Trump does it. And I hope that I get the honor to go cover it for InfoWars. That would be awesome. But let's recall where these people stand. These people hate America. These people hate capitalism. They like communism. But now there's this weird thing where they're comparing Trump in a negative light to communist regimes like North Korea and the former Soviet Union. They're saying, look at this Trump. He wants to have a military parade a la North Korea, a la Mao Zedong. It's like, wait a second, are you dissing communism now? Because a minute ago you liked communism. Now you don't like communism? Oh, that's right. It's whatever is anti-Trump. That's all it is. They don't actually have a solid state of beliefs. They don't actually have principles. They're liquid. They wait and see where Trump stands on an issue, and then they go opposite that. Trump says, let's cure cancer. They say, let's all die of cancer. Trump says, let's have a strong border. They say, I want open borders. Every other president says Jerusalem is the capital of Israel. Silence. Trump says Jerusalem is the capital of Israel. Everyone freaks out. Chuck Schumer says, let's have a military parade. No big deal. Trump says, let's have a military parade. It's the worst thing in the world. Now, here's the Occupy Democrats, and it only gets weirder from here. Are these people pro-communism, anti-communism? They don't know. It's whatever's anti-Trump. Oh, yeah, they really hate the concept of a military parade.
Donald Trump wants to go full Kim Jong-un with an over-the-top military parade.
Full Kim Jong-un.
I'm Jesse Dollimore with the Occupy Democrats Report.
Now, let me just pause it right here real quick. One thing that we don't like to do here at InfoWars is punch down. This is probably me, like, having to shrink myself down to about an inch tall to even punch down at this nitwit. But again, I just want to expose to you how their double think and mental gymnastics actually work. How does he start it? He's going full Kim Jong-un. Dude, last month you were on Kim Jong-un's side when Trump tweeted about a nuclear button. These people don't even know, and they don't even understand. See, they have the memory of a goldfish. So they say something and they just forget it. It's like it never happened. We remember what you said last month, dude. You were actually on North Korea's side against Trump. Now you're saying Trump's going for full North Korea as if it's a bad thing. Let's go back to this midget. Mental midget.
In a
mental
step
midget.
To fulfill the fantasy in his mind that he is an authoritarian thug, just like Kim Jong-un and his...
I wish Trump was an authoritarian because you'd be arrested and thrown in prison. That's what these people don't understand. If Trump was an authoritarian, where do you think all of these detractors would be right now? Gitmo. You're lucky he's not an authoritarian, you nitwit.
His Russian overlord, Vladimir Putin.
Russian
Donald
overlord.
Trump has ordered the Pentagon to put on a grand military parade in the streets of Washington, D.C.
Pause it right there. A grand military parade. A grand military parade. Well, is our military not grand? Are our service members not grand? Are the veterans not grand? Are the troops, the Marines, these people that put it on the line, are they not venerable? Oh, it's a grand. He says, oh, it's a grand. Yeah, it is pretty grand. Yeah, I happen to think that people that serve this country and put their lives on the line, I think they're pretty grand. Yeah. Yeah, and maybe Trump does too. And you want to make a joke of it. You want to make a mockery of it. Go back to this clown.
Waste millions of dollars and serve to the benefit of
waste millions of dollars.
Right there. No,
waste millions of dollars. How much money has Robert Mueller spent? Probably the tune of over $20 million investigating Donald Trump's Russian collusion that never existed. They knew it never existed. It was made up from the beginning. He has no problem with that, though. $20 million, $40 million, $100 million. Spend whatever it takes to bury Trump in fake news. But celebrating our military, you know, God forbid. I mean, the Philadelphia Eagles just had a Super Bowl parade. That probably cost a lot of money. You know, the night they won the Super Bowl, people were rioting in the streets, burning things, flipping cars, destroying property, eating horse turds. That's a real story. That's cool. That's fine. But celebrate the military, lift up the troops and the veterans. Well, that's just some grand. Oh, that's just some. He's just trying to be grandiose. No, it's not that the military's grand. It's that Trump just wants to make a big deal of it, right? Why can't we celebrate the military? Why do these people hate America so much? Go back to this clown.
One. Except, of course, Donald Trump and his fragile self-worth. Military
oh, he's so
like
fragile. Yeah.
On
he's so fragile. He's been able to endure your attacks for over 2 years now.
And size of our military capabilities. I mentioned size because ultimately that's what little Donnie is trying to measure here. The problem lies in the fact that this is completely unnecessary. There is no mistake or debate about the issues related to the sheer power and strength of our military might.
Let's not forget, hey guys, pull it up. Yesterday, the Washington Post ran a story saying if Trump had a military parade, it wouldn't compare to North Korea's. I'm dead serious. Pull up this story, guys. I mean, you can't believe this stuff. Again, this is what I'm telling you. Sometimes they're on North Korea's side. It's like, are you for North Korea? Are you for communism? Or are you against it? You don't even know. You don't even know. It's always whatever is against Trump. It's always whatever makes Trump look bad. You don't have any beliefs. You don't have any principles. You have nothing. The Democrats have nothing. That's why they can't win anything. There's the Washington Post. Why Trump's military parade could not compare to North Korea's. All right, let's finish it off with this goon.
More on defense than the next several nations combined. In fact,
oh, would that mean our military's grand?
For the research and development of new weapons and equipment is almost $65 billion, which, for the record, is more.
All right,
money
so for the record, get him off. Get him out. Put him back in the hole he came from. So for the record, the Democrats hate America. The Democrats hate the military. The Democrats hate the veterans. They don't want them to get the proper care at the VA. The Democrats just hate you. They don't want you to have a country. They don't want you to have a strong military. They don't want you to have a border. They don't want you to even exist.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
And Alex Jones has joined me in studio here in Austin, Texas, the InfoWar's world headquarters, tomorrow's news today. And what we thought and what we reported has now been confirmed, Alex. They are trying to shut down InfoWars from getting to President Trump. They're trying to shut down media outlets from getting to President Trump. They want to control him in the White House. And it's now being talked about on all different fronts of conservative media.
And that's the two issues that I wanted to pop in while you were hosting them today and doing a great job, by the way, while I was doing kind of a workcation, taking off from the radio / TV transmission to get some other important irons in the fire completed. A bunch of the different TV satellites were connecting to in the next couple of weeks, and a big push to roll out on UHF, VHF, and cable stations around the country to counter the massive censorship we've dealt with online. Because we've always been on talk radio, but also online, and then dominated online because it was an open free market. But now they're coming in, and that's the reason I wanted to pop in was, A, the whole climate of violence being pushed by the left as censorship on the ground and intimidation, classic racketeering, classic political oppression like you saw in Tiananmen Square in 1989 with the tanks coming in to crush the students having a pro-free speech rally.
Yeah, they're the tanks.
The left is the tanks today. They're Tiananmen Squaring us, libertarians, conservatives, when they attack us, spit on us, try to get our events canceled, try to kick us off YouTube, Facebook, Twitter. That's all hardcore super oppression. But then they're the ones that are going to lay in front of the tanks and we have a memorial deal parade. So that said, here are the two groups of stories today that come together. And that's the stacks of news here that are on InfoWars.com every day of leftists saying, kill conservatives, kill Trump, kill white people. Journalist calls for professors to drown conservative students and says to his students, go start killing people. Right here. Bette Midler jokes about Rand Paul being violently assaulted. Where's Rand Paul's neighbor when you need him? Then you have Representative Charlie Dent popping in and saying, how dare you? I mean, no wonder your neighbor attacked you when it broke six ribs and could have killed him. And we've already had Scalise shot and all this stuff. And that's a whole nother subject we'll cover in the next segment.
The train wreck, too. Don't forget about the train wreck.
All of it. Rand Paul's right. These deficits are going to kill us. Rand Paul's right that Trump is somebody that understands in a world of total debt, the Chinese, everybody else, are inflating debt-wise to militarily, economically take over. We've been artificially shut down. All we've got to blast out now is bubbles. So Trump is right that if you're going to live in a world of debt, use it, leverage it. Be the biggest at it. That's what a lot of these rich people do. It's what the globalists do. He's actually trying to give America that trick that they've been using for themselves, not for us. I'm not saying it's perfect, but Rand Paul, if he did what he wanted, we go into total depression. And some say, well, that'll teach people not to be so lazy. It's the way to go. Both men are right. It's two different schools. But you do not sit there and, well, how can both be right? Both are right from their perspective in two different mindsets for the world we're in. I think Trump, bottom line, is more strategic and understands what he's doing. And I'm not saying that Paul isn't smart. He's obviously just very idealistic, which I support. We needed that voice to be in there giving a speech saying, hey, we promised to not do this once we became a majority. We ran on this and we're lying. Well, Trump didn't run on that. And Paul points out, he said, no, everybody else is inflating all this debt. Just get used to it and learn how to use it and control it because it's, you know, never coming back, basically. There's a total worldwide collapse, and you really want to punch that button today. If he was a globalist, I'd say go ahead and punch it because I want to bring them down. But we're trying to reboot the country in the middle of this emergency. I agree with what the president's doing because we're already so far gone debt-wise. It's already so ridiculous. We should teach people the tricks the globalists have on this whole debt situation to use it against them. But that's a whole other subject next segment. I got to get to this right now because we got Matt Bracken coming up. So you've got all these people saying, yeah, go ahead and attack Rand Paul. Yeah, that's great. Let's do it. Too bad he didn't get, you know, totally taken out. With all these other statements going on, so that's the intimidation on the street. That's the tanks at Tiananmen Square. That's the bike lock upside your head. That's the guy spitting on you, somebody dumping coffee on me.
AKs out on the streets.
Saying you're not allowed to go to a rally, and the police say, well, that's just how it is. We're a blue city.
SVU running the InfoWars story, Millie Weaver depicted getting raped by a leftist.
And the jury in the Law and Order show says, well, no, we're going to rape you. You're a conservative. We're allowed to rape you. And the jury lets them go. It's a message. Go out, start raping. So that's who these people are. Now, that mixes into this other big story, dealing with the communications director from the White House being in trouble for reportedly family violence. May be true, may not, probably is. Who knows? The point is this is the guy they now admit, and we had the documents before. It's been proven by our sources, quarterbacking the shutdown of InfoWars and Breitbart News and other just alternative news to the president. And I just thought it was interesting that Limbaugh came out and talked about the Cherche in a positive way towards there being competition, because the next story when we come back from break is the CEO of News Corp admits they want to shut down everybody's independent website, everybody's independent web, just like everybody always warned about getting rid of net neutrality. But it's News Corp and others wanting to get together with the newspapers and with Facebook, Twitter, and all the rest of them and making them come and censor us. So that's the perfect storm going. We've got Facebook, Twitter, Google already censoring selectively libertarians, conservatives, and others. But the real move is going to be everybody with the corporations once the precedent's been set. News Corp CEO admits he wants internet censorship so News Corp can make more money. The potential returns for journalism would be far higher. And I always warned of the perfect storm of mainstream media collapsing because of choice, diversity, and competition, and the globalists and the Democrats being rejected, the collectivism being rejected. At that critical point, government and the big corporations and the left would come together to screw over the First Amendment and screw everybody. Now, we had real net neutrality before. Obama's new net neutrality was federalizing it and shutting down conservative speech. That was actually in the bill that they had liability protection. The new thing that they're now coming in with is another form of that, but with select corporations controlling it and basically using regulation to force Facebook, Twitter, and others to only feed you their information. So it's like a five armies war here where they're all battling over who gets control of free speech and then confusing all their constituents when all three plans are evil and are bad and are basically the same thing just by different factions. And then there's Rush Limbaugh and there's Matt Drudge and there's InfoWars. And it's great how we're not in competition with each other because we understand it is about everybody's free speech. And I want it to be on record. It's Rush Limbaugh and it's Matt Drudge and it's Alex Jones and InfoWars. And we're the ones saying, let leftists have their free speech. Let Drudge have their free speech. Let the Wall Street Journal have it. Let News Corp. Let CNN. Don't shut us down. But notice the perfect storm, particularly by News Corp, is they want InfoWars and Drudge and things blocked. And that's what Rupert Murdoch's trying to push to Trump, but not telling him, oh, sir, we're going to shut conservatives down. No, saying, sir, this is really the open free market and confusing him. He's a smart guy on a lot of things, but he's 71 years old, admits he's not a big tech guy. We got to get those messages, and I know Drudge can and others can, to the president and explain all that. It's key. So when we come back, I'm going to play this clip of Limbaugh talking about how InfoWars is being shut down and blocked to the president, while at the same time Google, Facebook, Twitter are trying to block it, while at the same time Democrats put all these TV shows out where I'm a Nazi, I'm a criminal, or my reporters deserve to get raped. I mean, this is full-spectrum attack on InfoWars. You've got to ask yourselves why. That's the key to bringing the whole thing down.
Top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a four-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-518-4020. 800-518-4020. 800-518-4020.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Alex, they're able to get away with all the censorship of us because it happens on a digital platform. So we can't see it. We don't know the algorithms. We just have to report on it as we see it and then take their words and say, look, they're the anti-free speech side.
Well, and let's be clear. We have the Veritas undercover videos. We have lawsuit documents. We have executives at Google that said, listen, we're called into sports stadium areas, amphitheaters that seat thousands, and we all say, you are a golden dragonette. You are an ornate building. It's total cult brainwashing. And that's what this is all about, is getting people to do whatever you say, whenever you want, and then they go out and have the people at Google, Facebook, and Twitter censoring us and just shadow banning and blocking everybody. And you get the internal documents. It's anything with an American flag is not allowed to be shared. Ha, 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 the dumb idiots don't know. It's secretly banned. I mean, these are quotes and videos. Okay, so this is the Veritas and others. That's why I've been waiting on the lawsuits, is because I've been named in lawsuits against them. And I can join those now. We're in talks with some of the groups. And I've met with the lawyers. I've been to D.C. I've been to Seattle. Going back to D.C. soon, a couple of weeks, to work on this, to do the perfect cases, to defend the free speech. We don't care about trying to get money. It's going to be a long, hard battle. But we have been chosen. The shortest straw goes to you. You have pulled the shortest straw. So understand, InfoWars is now what they've chosen to destroy. At least 9 or 10 TV shows a week saying, we are Alex Jones, we are InfoWars, we are their reporters, with characters for our reporters being killed, being raped, being attacked. Juries say in the shows, we're allowed to rape, we're allowed to kill. They go, this is an Alex Jones character, and he says he loves Hitler, and then kills the female president, and then now in the new season of Homeland, he works for the new president, that's Trump. I mean, and then people watch this, they watch Showtime. And the show used to be about Islamic terrorists or whatever. Well, that's too politically correct. Now it's me. And people go, oh, well, that's only idiots believe that. Well, when they see you on the street and want to kill you. So clearly it's what a lot of experts have said, is it is an attempt to physically intimidate everybody. And then they think, well, Jones is kind of out there and his info is effective. But if we can discredit that, we can get everybody as the litmus test. And Limbaugh and Matt Drudge and Michael Savage and only a few others get that. Now, when I saw Kelly ban InfoWars and ban everything else, that was admitted. And we're going to extend that back in the next hour, so there's plenty of times I want to talk to him as well. When all that happened, when I saw Trump's policies kind of continue on being good mainly, I said, okay, I'm not going to get in a fight about Kelly. I dropped it. And now we learn his chief guy, the head of communications, who reportedly said having to step down for a reported domestic violence or abuse, is the main quarterback that was in there watching and policing, and that's come out in the news. And again, we broke that. Mike Cernovich broke that months ago. And it's been confirmed. I've talked to people in the White House. We have folks that go back and forth and get them information. It's then written into memos, and then they can always find a mainstream source of what I'm covering, because contrary to mainline news, I'm telling the truth. We just give more analysis, and then they get back to the president. And they know that. They have full teams of people keeping the people Trump hired from being able to give him information. And, of course, Trump hears he's not supposed to get InfoWars. Well, then that is really what he wants to go for. So here's the story. Limbaugh, InfoWars articles withheld from Trump by departed White House aide Porter. Here's another one. News Corp CEO admits he wants internet censorship so News Corp can make more money. And it says, oh, it's a dysfunctional online environment. So because it's not profitable from them, because people don't like them, people are tuning out. He wants to make all the big internet platforms not allow any type of alternative news. And I told you this. As soon as they can get me shut down, I've only got like 5 billion, 6 million views on YouTube. Pootie Pie's up to like 20 billion now. He's number one, okay? He's just a funny libertarian guy who doesn't even get political. They started trying to take him over, demonetized him, and said, you work for us now, we'll let you have your $40 million a year or whatever the guy makes. So he's very successful. He bucked them and now is getting more hardcore. See, the attempt to shut him up, the attempt to take him under their control. They don't want anybody that's talented, anybody that has an organic giant audience. Oprah Winfrey never had 20 billion views. See, they don't know what to do. And it's classy that Limbaugh and others understand that if we don't stand up for free speech for everybody, we're all going to lose it. And it's that simple. So here's a clip of Rush Limbaugh. And then we're going to get your take and Matt Bracken's take on what the next attack's going to be, because the deep state's losing, and all the things that we're looking at on the radar. Former Navy SEAL, best-selling author, counterterrorism specialist, Matt Bracken, coming up in just a moment. Again, Alex Jones, you're just popping in with Owen's hosting today, but so much emergency news while I was here working, I decided to pop in as well. So let's go ahead and go to Rush Limbaugh yesterday.
He's 40 years old. He's been credited with working with the chief of staff to control the flow of information to the president. And what that means, what that means is that Trump gets less Breitbart and less InfoWars and more political and more mainstream news. It used to be apparent, according to what we've been told, the Oval Office door was open and you could walk in with anything you found anywhere on the internet and give it to Trump and he'd take it for what it was and react to it. But the new chief of staff put limits on who was able to get in there. This is one of the reasons Omarosa supposedly left, is because her access was denied.
But again, this is already known. People are like, oh, Limbaugh's talking about it. The issue here is that they only want Democratic sources of the president. That's not really true what Limbaugh said, that the president just takes it at face value. That's not true. He's really knowledgeable about stuff. He checks things. He goes online himself. He gets whole stacks of news. He looks at everything. Okay? And if you see one of our articles about 3+ million illegals voting, he knows that's already true, and then it turns out it's 7 million when Harvard looks at it. So this whole idea, but the point is, at least they're admitting that we've been targeted. So I want to ask Matt Bracken before we go to break, and he comes back and gets into the latest threats and what he thinks the next shoe to drop is going to be, because he's been accurately predicting it so far, and what's happened with Amtrak. He said about a year ago, and 6 months ago, look for Amtrak to get hit. Now he's seen record amounts of that, a lot of shadiness. That's all coming up next segment. And then after that, I'll let Owen take back over, doing a fabulous job. But Matt, what do you make of them choosing InfoWars as the case point for destruction? And do people get that if they can do that to us, they're going to do it to everybody?
I think it's a mistake on their part, a kind of a strategic mistake on their part, because of the Streisand effect. You know, the more you say don't look at something, the more people want to look at it. You mentioned it with PewDiePie. I just heard today Rush was talking about it. More than 50% of Americans think that the FBI spied on Trump and won a special counsel. The Washington Post and the rest of American Pravda is freaking out about this because they've been boycotting this news. You know, they've either been, you know, of course, they've been talking about, you know, Trump-Russia collusion for 2 years
almost. But the illegal spying is all published, totally confirmed.
Right, and as the more that they try to embargo it, they now sound like Soviet Union Pravda, you know, saying like, "Do not look at imperialist radio, you know, Free Europe. Don't listen to the Voice of America." That just makes people want to sneak up into their attic and listen to it more. When the organs of the state propaganda are saying, "Be a good comrade. Don't listen to subversive InfoWars." Well, the next thing that people tune into is going to be InfoWars, even if they never heard it before. Anything that Big Brother hates must be something that, so well, you know, people should listen to.
And just like in the 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s, they would jam the shortwave and AM transmissions out of Europe into Russia. They would jam it, and they're jamming us today, just high-tech censorship online.
Right. This is why O'Keefe, he calls it American Pravda, James O'Keefe. It's a hydra-headed Pravda. It's not just, you know, one state government, but it might as well be, because they're all working from the same playbook. I have a new meme that I made called the Izzy for Michael Isikoff. He obviously cooperated with the FBI, with Steele, to be the parallel course to get this into the mainstream media, the fact that this dossier, the false information was out there. We now have fake Pravda Soviet-style media working hand in glove, you know, with the corrupt seventh floor of the FBI.
That's right. Let's come back and talk about how the globals are going to strike back next with Matt Bracken, with Owen Schroyer.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up, call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract.
Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Owen Schroyer is co-hosting with me. I'm going to get out of here this segment. Matt Brax will be on for 15 minutes after that. And then we're going to have Dr. Jerome Corsi popping in with a lot of intel from inside the White House and also reporting on the latest QAnon developments and so much more. And I hate to make this broadcast about gonzo journalism. That's where you go out and you make the story about yourself. They're making it about the First Amendment. And now they're intensifying their street attacks, their Antifa operations. We're going to get into all this in a moment on what they're planning next. As Matt Bracken said, watch the attacks on the trains. Gosh, probably 20 times the last year and a half here before it started. He says, Transformers, look for that. He says, this military parade. What do we expect to see next as they up the calls for violence and all the rest of it? But before we go anywhere on that subject, we're coming out with DNA Force Plus. And it's going to have more of the BioPQQ, more of the CoQ10. We're going to get a national deal with one of the top producers. And so it's going to be coming out in the next few months. And it's going to be about 30 to 40% less than original DNA Force and even stronger. That's how great a deal we made. And, you know, I was going to put this under the name Cellforce because I didn't want to step on toes with Group because he was unable to get as good a deal as we got. And he said, listen, this is so great. You guys just put out DNA Force Plus that we're planning to do under this because it's such a good company, such a good quality. So this is DNA Force Plus for half of what it really should be, 50% off. It's selling out very, very quickly. If you want to experience DNA Force Plus under the name Cellforce, you want to experience this, get it today at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com. We also are introducing our newest product, 50% off, out of the gates. You can try it. Icarin Kidney and Liver Cleanse with documented huge dosages of milk thistle, N-acetylcysteine, and it just goes on and on. And when you purchase it, it supports the broadcast. You and your family deserve these high-quality products. It's so good for you. And we've also have the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack, 50% off in-store for limited time. That's carnivore, the great enzyme helping absorb fat and protein better and processing it out better. And Floralife, 15 billion live active cultures of the highest quality probiotic. So, again, it's at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And we're on course to sell out of Bodies, the ultimate turmeric formula, very quickly, because people are into turmeric, as you know, for all of its anti-inflammatory and other amazing documented, studied joint support, mobility support, flexibility support, inflammatory support, immune support. This has 95 curcuminoid count, the leading competitor, 3%. They just do a bunch of marketing, even some of the top brands, and give you a dollar of stuff in the bottle. That is insane, okay? I mean, the DNA Force Plus coming out is going to have $35 a bottle in it, a product. I mean, it's nobody does that. Products we're selling for, you know, $19.95 have $10 a product in them, some of them. Nobody does that. I'm telling you, that's what we set out to do. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. And I know when you jump at any time here while you're co-hosting, back to you, Matt Bracken. You've always got so much on your radar that is next year's news today with your analysis as a counterterrorism, former counterterrorism specialist and Navy SEAL and best-selling author. What is the current thing on your big radar screen?
Well, the trains are obviously very vulnerable. They're so vulnerable that I don't even want to describe how vulnerable, you know, they are to monkey wrench type attacks. To put two trains on one track is something that, you know, anybody can do, unfortunately. You know, trains were built during a time when society was assumed that people wouldn't want to derail trains. Now we can't make that assumption, and all those tracks are just, you know, laying out there exposed to monkey wrench attack. But the bigger threat, I think, is either another James Hodgkinson. He was the baseball practice shooter. You know, the media 24 hours a day is comparing Trump to Hitler. And, you know, it's the psychology 101 kind of thought experiment. You know, if you know you've got a Hitler, isn't it the moral thing to kill him? You know, from people like Bette Midler.
And the New York Times laying out huge articles about here they are. There's not a lot of security. Here they are.
Right. Or you know, even, for example, Rand Paul's neighbor, there's a level of anger that's being built. The country is sort of splitting apart. You know, this Streisand effect works for us in that the American Pravda can't shut us off, but their fanatics are being whipped to a greater and greater frenzy. Yeah, so very balkanized, like Lebanon. So I would expect to see more James Hodgkinsons. My bigger fear, though, is a false flag attack, specifically a Las Vegas-style sniper attack, but with a better, you know, plan to leave, you know, false clues that it was done by the right wing. This has been seen throughout history. I mean, in the Balkans, we saw in the Bosnia War, we saw, you know, mortar attacks, own goal mortar attacks that were successfully used. We've seen that also with the white helmets in Syria. Own goal false flag attacks, knowing that the media will play the false narrative completely straight. And it's effective. I mean, it works. False flags are done because they work.
And now we've got Pelosi and we've got other operatives who are known intelligence operatives of deep state going on MSNBC and saying, you're going to cause a massacre with these memos. You're going to cause a new Oklahoma City. And you've got all these other globalists saying that. They're signaling so they can go, oh, look, see, we told you so.
Well, and the reason why the boycott of the news stories that Matt was talking about earlier is so key is because they put these people in a bubble. And so if Alex Jones or I go up to them and say, hey, did you hear about the memo that actually shows the Obama DOJ and FBI colluding with Hillary Clinton to let her get away with crimes? They say, oh, you're fake news. You just made that up because of the media boycott, where they don't even tell you Michael Isikoff was the guy that spiked the Monica Lewinsky story to protect Hillary and Bill Clinton. It's the same culprit. It's the same guys. Here they are 20 years later.
In the media, in the Justice Department, in the FBI, and the whole deal are the stay-behind networks of the Clinton Crime Network. And it's a very small group of like 100 people that have been doing it since 1993. What do we do, Matt Bracken?
Well, I think that, you know, Watergate style, this is all coming out, only it'll be, you know, 100 times bigger than Watergate. This is the entire FBI, DOJ, top echelon of CIA under Brennan. You know, there's some white hats like Admiral Mike Rogers at NSA that have kept us from completely going down the false narrative. But I think that the deep state traitors, they see that their ship is sinking.
Exactly.
You know, they're kind of on the Titanic, and they want to get on a lifeboat. So I think that the risk is much greater for a massive Oklahoma City style false flag, or I'm not saying that Oklahoma City was necessarily false flag, but there will be either something on a level of an Oklahoma City or a Las Vegas shooting where the literature will be left at the scene. You know, I hate the left kind of literature. For example, against a women's march or a Black Lives Matter march. With, you know, Nazi, KKK, Breitbart, InfoWars, clues left there. But this won't work necessarily because it will split the left further to the left, the right will see it as a bogus story and not believe it at all. So if something like this happens, it just ratchets us that much closer to an out-and-out, you know, civil war, which will be a war like in Argentina in the 70s, you know, with disappearances, bombings, assassinations, kidnappings, secret detention centers. This is the type of thing that we're heading toward.
Well, that's why what you said is, what you just said, Matt Brackett, is our emergency transmission. It's the Paul Revere message that historically, if you profile other scenarios like this here and other places, they're going for broke. They've committed so many crimes that they will do anything. If they could get their hands on a tactical nuke, they'd set it off at the Republican retreat. I don't think Trump should be anywhere with the Republican leadership alone, because the Democrats have already said, we want authoritarianism, we want the press shut down, we want everybody arrested, tens of thousands of patriot leaders. They know they've been rejected by America, so they've said they're going all-out authoritarian.
And Rob Reiner just called for a civil war.
He did call for a civil war. He said this is the last battle of the civil war.
Yeah.
Well, if you use Comey kind of as a litmus test or a marker, when the attempt to get Hillary elected by leaking, first protecting her against the email scandals, you know, the secret, top secret information scandals, and then creating the false dossier against Trump, once Trump was elected, if they thought that they were, you know, that this, the game was over, they would have like started burning their top secret messages.
Oh yeah, no, they totally committed to get him out and to stop us and to have new staged elections. We got their whole blueprint. They put it out.
A new president. So yeah, they are going for broke, and Comey's writing a book where he's unrepentant. They look at it as we're the resistance to Hitler. And if we have to use tricks and subterfuge to get rid of Trump Hitler, all is fair in love and war.
That's right. We're coming back in 70 seconds. I have one more point I want to make about that article we had earlier in the week about Homeland, where the new Homeland, the CIA and FBI, are stay-behind networks fighting Trump to overthrow it. They've even got propaganda.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by